The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield's community radio, and you're listening to Stuff, a show about tips, hints, hacks, a joke or two. Listen in every Thursday morning. Here we go.
And good morning, Bab.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm cold. It's cold.
It is chilly out there.
It is cold out there, but you know what? Spring is coming. I say it every day. I said it in the supermarket to someone yesterday. They were talking about how cold it was going to get, and I said, well, you know what? Day by day, spring's on the way.
It's a lot with all the snow and everything else and stuff. You're a good person.
Optimist?
There you go.
Not really, though. Not all the time.
Well, if you want spring, that's pretty good.
I have to get through it that way. I look out and I see it's 40-something degrees and I say, you know what? Cut to the chase. Let's just do this. Let it snow. Get it over with because spring is just around the corner.
How come spring is always such a short season?
Because we live in Massachusetts.
Hmm.
We need to live in Aruba.
Now there's something to think about.
So the echo that I hear, like I'm on the side of a mountain, is that something everyone hears, or is it just, oh, that's better.
That's a little better. Oh, you're getting there. She's great at this. She's the one that runs all the controls. She's the control lady. That's a lot better.
This is a new way of doing here because where you're sitting makes a decision about which mic you're on.
Yes. And we are not in the same room, but you don't care. Nobody cares. They don't see us.
But this morning, we actually are.
We're not in the same room. Recording.
This morning.
Right now?
Yeah.
Why? We're usually in the other room.
Yes, but I'm just saying today, of all days, we are.
Yes, we are.
Oh, boy.
And no one will hear this, so we can't have any announcements that include the following week. So let's just say there's nothing on the schedule. There's nothing
to do. Right.
But I have a quote for the day.
Let's hear it.
The elevator to success is out of order. You'll have to use the stairs one step at a time.
Oh, ouch.
Isn't that cool? Joe Girard said that. I don't know who he is. Do you know who he is?
No.
Nope. There's another one I like, too.
Go ahead.
It's an unknown person that wrote this. Work until your bank account looks like a phone number. Nice, huh?
That I like.
That's a lot of digits right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that. All right. Do you have?
True or false? Yes, I do. I have two true and one false.
Alrighty then.
Number one, hippos sweat a red substance. Number two, Avatar was the second highest grossing movie of all time. Number three, Billy Eilish's full name is Billy Eilish Pirate Bird O'Connell.
You know, there was something in the news today about a young girl that was murdered, hate to say it. And they have a suspect, and his name is something like E4JK, period, something like that.
So he was already disturbed.
And I think Billy Eilish?
Yep.
Pirate Bird. I just don't understand.
Why?
The whole weird name thing.
Yeah, yeah.
How do you pronounce, E4SS- ?
Very carefully.
You give him a nickname, Buddy. Hey,
that's,
Buddy.
That's my bird's name.
Oh, I like that. I like Buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Buddy. All right. So I'm all over the place today, which is okay.
I have more tips and hints, maybe.
Oh, good. Then we'll weave. We'll weave.
We'll go back and forth.
In and out. So we have no announcements. We have no guests today. I want to thank you so much for your emails. So Bev has such a wonderful time going through them all week long. And we're so happy.
And I make sure she gets them as fast as I possibly can.
I get them forwarded to me. And I just want to do a big, big shout out to all of our wonderful listeners. A light just went out.
Our lights... Oh, flash. In this room, we're in a different studio. So we have different instruments here.
Mm-hmm.
So just lights. All you got to do is wave your arms.
And the lights flash.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's all right. All right. Tell me what you're going to tell me.
Garlic.
I love it.
It's a peeling hack. Use fresh garlic. Can make a meal, but it can also make your fingers smell like garlic for days. You can keep your fingers clean by peeling your garlic cloves inside a mason jar. Just drop your garlic cloves into a mason jar, screw the lid on, and then shake the jar hard for about a minute. Remove the loose skins and repeat if necessary until all the cloves are peeled. Now, does that sounds a little like work to me.
It's a long time. But then you have to hold the garlic after and cut it or smash it. I guess you'd still get garlic on your hands, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you do it?
I put it on a cutting board and I put a knife over it, the flat side of the knife, and I hit the knife and I kind of bruise it a little. It kind of punch it.
Yeah.
And then when you punch it, the skin just comes off. You kind of give it a slam.
Okay.
Give it a little slam.
Hmm.
And then, you know, crush it up, dice it up, mash it up, smush it, smear it. And then...
Smush it.
And I love it. Have you ever eaten an elephant garlic?
An elephant garlic?
It's a large garlic.
No.
They're very large. And you cut off the bottom so it will sit on a cookie sheet and not fall over, and then you cut off the top so you can see all of the insides of all the cloves.
Yep.
And then you sprinkle some olive oil on that and maybe salt and pepper, and you bake that in the oven. And all those little fillings in the clove, all those cloves get soft. So when you take it out of the oven, you can take a little knife and scoop the little meat of the clove out.
Cool.
And smear it on a cracker.
Oh, that sounds easier than the other.
I think I might do that for Thanksgiving. That's yummy.
That sounds good.
Yeah, and if everybody has it, nobody has to worry about garlic breath.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. So I have a couple of things here. Favorite foods invented by accident.
Okay.
Potato chips.
Yes.
George Crumb was his name. I know.
Now... Okay, I've heard three or four different stories about this with different people who did it, but tell me what he did.
All right, so he was a talented chef at Moon's Lake House in Saratoga Springs, New York. One day in 1853, or so the popular story goes, he became irritated by a customer who kept complaining that George's French fried potatoes were too thick and too soft. George decided to give him exactly what he wanted. He sliced some potatoes paper thin. He fried them until they were extra crispy and brown, and he vigorously salted them. The customers ended up loving the crispy bites, and soon his Saratoga chips became one of the resort's most popular items. George opened his own restaurant in 1860, serving a basket of potato chips on every table.
Cool.
I would rather have that than the popcorn.
I know.
In 1895, grocery stores began selling the beloved snack.
Do you know, as I said before, I've heard about other people that have done this supposedly invented potato chips, and they all should take the honor for it because they're not all in the same place.
Really? There are others totally
there
different?
There are others totally different. Weird. Makeshift bundt plan. Bundt. Do you have a bundt pan?
I do. They're really cute.
If you need a bundt pan for a baking project but don't own one or can't find it, there's an easy way to fake one. Just grease up the exterior of a mason jar and place it in the center of a springform pan. Do you know what a springform pan is?
Yeah.
Okay. Pour your batter into the pan and the mason jar will create a hole in the center just like a bundt pan.
Oh, I thought the bundt pan was the one that's really pretty. You know, that has lines in it. So when you flip over whatever you have, there's a design in your whatever.
Well, I thought it was like this one. It has the hole in the center.
Right. The hole in the center. And then the bundt pan, it's kind of like these things on the walls. There's all these ridges.
Uh-huh.
And the inside of the bundt pan is really pretty. But what if you didn't put the mason jar in the middle and just baked it in the springform pan? What's the reason for the hole?
You're asking the wrong person. What is a springform pan?
Oh, so when you make something like cheesecake, I don't know. It might have something to do with layers or sticking, but it's a metal platform that looks like a plate.
Okay.
And then the sides go around that and fit in, and then there's a lock on the side of the sides. It's like a circle, but there's a lock. So you pull it shut, and it grabs a hold of that little plate at the bottom. So then when you cook your thing inside, instead of trying to get the cake out of the pan, you unlock the side and you peel the metal sides away. So now it's just sitting. It hasn't been damaged or flipped over. And then you cut along the bottom to get it off of that
Who
little plate.
Who would have thunk that cooking was so involved?
I think there's some tool for every single thing.
Huh.
Some are useful, and some, like the whole garlic thing, just hit the garlic with your knife and peel it. Because you can buy little things to use to peel your garlic for
or
you.
Wear and, gloves.
Or wear gloves. Wear little surgical kind of tight plastic gloves.
They can stink in the garbage.
They can. And I also heard that if you have garlic on your hands and you have a stainless steel sink faucet, you can rub your hands on the faucet and it takes away the garlic smell.
You just took one of my answers.
I did.
I was going to say something like that.
We're on the same.
Yeah.
We're on the same.
It's one of my tips.
All righty.
What did you got?
I did one. I'm waiting for you.
We did the dump bump pan.
The dump bump pan.
I just got done recording another hour show, so I'm still... Blah, 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 blah.
Cheese curls.
Okay.
It says here, have you ever munched on a crunchy cheese curl? The snack
No.
that leaves your fingers covered with orange powder?
Oh, those are good.
Oh. This treat was accidentally invented in the 1930s at a Wisconsin factory that made animal feed. Okay. It's called the Flakel Corporation sometimes used damp corn to clean its grinding machines. Around 1939, a worker noticed that the corn puffed up like popcorn when exposed to the heat of the grinder. Edward Wilson took some home where he and his wife experimented with different seasonings on the tube-shaped puffs. The company then ran a contest to name their new snack, and the snack was called Corn Curls with K's, and that was the winner.
Uh-huh.
The company began selling them for humans and added cheese for extra flavor. I'll never eat one ever again.
Why?
Because it was an animal feed company.
Yeah, but they weren't using animal...
Well,
They were doing the food for the animal, not the animal itself.
I know, but they were cleaning the grinding machines. What kind of food do they grind up for animals? Do they care if it's got bugs in it and other things?
Oh, my word.
So the dust from the grinding machines that was puffing up is the animal food.
I don't think they make them that way anymore.
You don't think so? I don't eat them.
I like them.
I do, too, but I don't eat them. I think if I ate one, I'd probably eat the bag.
Yeah. Yeah. It's one of those.
Yeah. When Mark and I go to the movies and he gets popcorn, I never want any. And if I take just one, forget it.
You got to eat it all.
I'm a terror.
Storing avocados. Keeping an unused half of an avocado fresh is a tricky business. One way to do it is to put your avocado half into a small airtight container along with a small chunk of onion. The sulfur compounds released from the onion help to preserve the avocado, and you can keep it fresh for a few days.
That I have to try.
Mm-hmm.
I've never found a way to keep the avocado from turning brown.
Well, this says it keeps it for a few days.
And I've never heard that. And I will try that.
Small That's chunk of onion.
Very easy. And I will try that because I eat avocados a lot.
Okay.
And it's really hard when you don't want the whole thing and you put another half. I've tried everything. They say keep the pit in, take the pit, you know, you cut it in half.
Right.
And they say if you're going to store half, keep the pit in, take the pit out. Or cover it with saran wrap and get it really tight. Or put it in one of those little avocado containers that you can buy in the store that look like an avocado. When you open it up, it's plastic, and you put your avocado inside of it.
Don't use it?
Didn't work.
Oh, okay.
Then they say sprinkle lemon juice on it or sprinkle lime juice on it. That works a little bit.
Just buy them really small.
Well,
and then you'll eat the whole thing.
That's true. And you have to, it's weird because when you buy an avocado, you have to get one if you're going to use it right away that's kind of soft.
Yep.
But you don't want it really soft because then when you cut it open, it might be brown.
Right.
But if you get it too hard, you can't mash it and it doesn't taste ripe. So you have to get like a really hard one, then a medium hard one, then kind of a soft one, and then a really soft one, and time it. Eat the really soft one today and then the medium soft one tomorrow. Then if you have to wait a couple more days for the harder ones, you time it. It's a pain
Don't
in the
they
neck.
Have canned?
It's gross. They have
canned avocado?
No, they have frozen avocado slices. They're gross. The texture's wrong. You just have to have a real avocado. There's some things you just can't freeze, like a banana. You just can't.
You can freeze a banana.
You can, but it's not the same.
Then you whip it up and you have ice cream.
Well, that's true. I would put caramel topping in that. Banana caramel ice cream.
With
chocolate truffle, caramel filled chocolate truffle chips.
I'm hungry. Okay, your turn.
Corn flakes.
Oh, what about them?
Says it changed breakfast forever. John H. Kellogg is remembered for his cereals, but he started out as a doctor. In 1876, John became the director of a small health resort in Battle Creek, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
That rings a bell.
Mm-hmm.
Where he and his brother Will focused on providing healthy meals for their guests. One night, they accidentally left out a batch of dough made of wheat, oats, and corn. The next day, they discovered that the dough produced large, thin, tasty flakes after it was rolled out and baked. Over the next few years, they perfected the recipe. Corn flakes became the first dry, flaked cereal, and their invention became a staple of the American breakfast.
I like corn flakes.
I like corn flakes. When have you had them last?
Actually, yesterday.
I haven't had a corn flake in years.
And I'm not going to buy these kind again because they have added sugars.
Oh, you like them plain.
Yep.
Then what do you put on it?
Milk and that's it.
No sugar?
Maybe a teaspoon.
Yeah, I have to have the sugar on cornflakes.
I'm getting hungrier.
You have to eat them fast. You have to eat them fast because they get soggy.
Then I must be a fast eater because I don't have a problem with it.
They don't get soggy on you?
Not that bad.
Don't you think that would make a great poem about eat your cornflakes fast so they don't get soggy? A poem all about that? You know who I'm talking to, right? You know our listener that writes poetry, Mary. She could do a poem about don't be a flake. Eat your cornflakes fast so you don't lose the crunch. Somehow that could be turned into a poem.
Okay. Stress-free cake making and decorating a cake on the same day can take hours.
Oh, yes.
Is that true?
Well, I'm not a cake decorator, but I can see where it would, yeah.
You can save yourself a lot of time and stress by making the actual cake up to a week beforehand and freezing it. Take it out of the freezer in the morning of the day of the party to let it thaw and then frost as usual.
I know a few women that do that all the time and it works great and the cake is not compromised.
And it tastes like it was just made.
Yes, not compromised at all. It's amazing. You can do it with cupcakes too. It works. I never think to do that. I'm not a constant cake baker, but it sure would save time.
Yeah.
To do it another day. Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
What is that?
That's my phone.
I thought it was a hurricane.
I have to ignore it, otherwise it'll know I'm answering it.
So how long do we listen to it? It's over.
It's on.
What is it?
It's a chickadee.
In a highway? It sounded like a truck. Or a train.
Oh, no.
There's wind?
A little chickadee in the wind. Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I can announce something today.
What?
I can announce that Taconic High School is having a craft fair.
Yes.
And I thought of that because of the bird sound. Taconic High School is having a craft fair, and it is going to be on the 13th of December.
So we got plenty of time.
Yes. It's on a Saturday. So they're going to have a whole gymnasium filled with crafters. I believe they have room for some more crafters if anyone would like to sign up and sell their crafts. I don't have information on hand, but you can email us.
At stuffingforus@gmail.com.
And Bev will send it to me, and then I can send out the information if you would like to participate in selling a craft. Or if you'd just like to come, it is December 13th,
okay,
Saturday,
okay,
from 10 to 2 at Taconic High School.
All right.
And it's to benefit the theater program there, which I'm all in for.
Which is a good thing.
Yeah. All right.
It's your turn.
Nachos. Nachos.
I just like saying it. Nachos.
I know. My dad used to make nachos in the microwave. You get a plate. You pour a layer of nachos. You do your salsa. You do your cheese, whatever else you want to put on it. Another layer of nachos, chips. Then you do the same thing. And as many layers as you want. Which is really cool because then all of them get the cheese and the salsa and the...
Like lasagna.
Yeah. And then he puts it in the microwave. There you go.
I can do that.
You can. You put it in the microwave. You watch it because you don't want it to get real soggy. You watch it to make sure everything's melting.
Yep.
And it's really good.
Ah.
And you put your sour cream or whatever you want on top of it.
I'll have to try that.
Yeah, it's really good. And actually, it kind of looks like that when it comes out of the oven. See the picture?
I like that picture.
Yeah. So one day in 1943, a group of American women walked into the Victory Club in Mexico. It's a town called Piedras Negras. I'm probably butchering that. Outside of normal business hours. The chef was not around, so manager Ignacio Nacho... Anya.
That's his name?
Yep. Improvised by layering Colby cheese and pickled jalapenos on top of tortilla chips and then heating everything until the cheese melted. The women loved the appetizer and asked for more, calling it Nachos Special. The restaurant included the new item on their menu, and Ignacio eventually opened his own eatery called Nachos Restaurant.
Good for him.
I wonder if that's true.
I can't see him building a whole restaurant over just nachos.
Dunkin' Donuts built a whole restaurant around coffee and donuts. Can you believe that?
Yeah. And I like their coffee.
They never changed, you know? They kept it the same.
I like their donuts.
Yep.
We're still talking food.
We always do.
Peel eggs in a flash.
Raw or...
Hate sorry, the finicky sorry. Task of peeling hard-boiled eggs. Here's a trick that makes it quick and easy. Just place your hard-boiled egg in a glass jar and give it a good shake.
Another shake.
The shell will fall away in no time.
I would try that.
Yeah, but then would it stick to it when you try to get the egg out?
Oh, probably. You probably have to wash it underwater. I have a problem sometimes because that little film that is in between the shell and the white of the hard-boiled egg sometimes doesn't allow the shell to come off evenly, and you get chunks of egg. And ever had that happen?
No.
Oh, of course not. Oh, I'm sorry. Happens to me. Is it because I'm not buying good eggs?
No.
I hope not. I hope they're not old.
Maybe just overcooked it.
I don't know. Overcooking makes the yolk green around the edges. Did you ever have that happen?
No.
Oh, of course. Okay, chocolate chip. Oh, the best cookies ever. Ooh. In 1938, I have a hard time thinking that 1938 was the first chocolate chip cookie. It had to happen long before that.
You think so?
I do. Ruth Wakefield was experimenting with cookie dough, trying to create something new to serve at her Toll House Inn.
Okay, I know where we're going.
And restaurant in Whitman, Massachusetts.
Cool.
She planned to melt squares of unsweetened chocolate into a brown sugar batter, but the only thing she had on hand was a bar of semi-sweet chocolate. So she used an ice pick to chop into the bar into smaller pieces, thinking they would melt as they baked. Instead, the chocolate pieces retained their shape, and Ruth called the dessert Toll House Chocolate Crunch Cookies. Today, they're simply known as chocolate chip cookies, and people have been gobbling them up ever since.
And we'll do that for a long time coming.
I hope so. I like the ones that are chocolate chunk cookies because the chunk is big and it's all warm if you get it out of the oven.
Okay.
Quickly.
Freshen up your fridge. You can use used tea bags to help get rid of bad odors in your fridge. After brewing a cup of tea, press out any remaining liquid from the tea bag and set it out to dry. Place the dry tea bag in your fridge. The porous tea leaves will absorb any lingering smells in your fridge.
Hmm.
I'm going to try that.
Wonder if you can rub it on your fingers and get the garlic smell off.
Smelly foods like onions, garlic, and fish can linger on your hands repeatedly. To get rid of the smell for good, rub them on something made of stainless steel. It'll bind with the sulfur molecules, transferring them away from your hands and fingers.
It's really weird to think that because you're just rubbing it on something metal. You're not scrubbing soap and rubbing around. It's really kind of very
and it works.
Interesting. Scientific. A lot to make a little is the next thing I'm going to talk about.
Okay.
From snacks and condiments to spices, drinks, and desserts, there are many foods that are a surprising amount of raw ingredient. So for instance, a surprising amount of the raw ingredient to make the final product. So it takes 4 pounds of potatoes to make 1 pound of potato chips.
4 pounds of potatoes?
Makes...
Oh, well, let's think about it.
Potato chips are light.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if you want to make 1 pound of potato chips,
wow.
I wonder how many is 1 pound. So I don't buy potato chips in a large bag. How are they measured out by, it's a weight by pound or ounces or 12 ounces? That'd be 16 ounces. That'd be a pound.
How much air is in the bag?
Oh, that's true. That's true. And they really don't not crush.
I usually buy Pringles.
In the can.
Yeah.
Someone told, maybe you said it. If you want to send away cookies.
Yeah, I said
put
that.
Put them in a Pringles can.
Yeah.
A Pringles can is really good for storing things like.
Knitting needles and.
Yeah, if they're that size, right?
Yeah.
You can store all of your chopsticks.
spaghetti.
You could put straws in there. You have to cut the tops off probably of a lot of this stuff. Yeah, spaghetti. Take it out of the box and put it in a Pringles can. That's logical. All right.
What? Now.
It takes 540 peanuts to make 12 ounces of peanut butter.
Say that again.
After the break.
WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Hello, Phil Tierney here, the host of Berkshire Jazz, where I play all the young tigers and old lions of jazz every Saturday evening from 8 to 10 on WTBR 89.7, Pittsfield Community Radio. Join me Saturday at 8, and if you know someone who likes and enjoys this great American classical music, tell them about us. Spread the word. Jazz is alive and well on WTBR 89.7. Thanks for listening.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
And we're back.
And you have to read that again.
It takes 540 peanuts to make 12 ounces of peanut butter.
540
peanuts to make a 12-ounce jar of peanut butter. Have you ever made homemade peanut butter?
No, have you?
No.
We got to try it.
We need a cooking show.
Oh,
that could be something. I think you need something like I don't know, a Cuisinart, a really good what's that really good blender? It's called they're about $400 and they pulverize things. They just pulverize.
Oh, okay.
They can also heat up things if you're making soup and it's in that blender.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. You have to put the cover on. You have to. I experienced this last week at my son's house because I didn't know what KitchenAid, that's what it's called. I didn't know how powerful this thing was, and I just was going to mix something up really slow. I think I was making a smoothie or something, and it just... It all over.
Oh.
Yeah. So put the cover on.
Oh.
All right. You have a true or false. And I didn't ask you, how many are true here and how many are false?
Two are true and one is false.
Okay. Here we go.
Hippos sweat a red substance. Hmm. That's number one. Number two, Avatar was the second highest grossing movie of all time. I feel like I'm making... Billy Eilish's full name is Billy Eilish Pirate Bird O'Connell.
All righty then. And the reason she feels like a bird, every time the light goes off in here, if she moves her arms up, the light comes back on. I like it with that light off. That's a really bright light. Okay. Oh. You know how expensive saffron is.
Too much for me.
That I don't buy it. I actually have a little tiny, tiny, little, teeny little container, glass container, sealed of saffron that was my father's.
I don't think I've ever tasted it.
I've had saffron rice at places, I think.
Yeah.
So, like you, I don't know if I bit into a little piece of it, if I'd know what it is. But it's just little tiny threads in this jar.
Why is it so rich?
Well, it's expensive because it takes 75,000 crocus flowers.
All from crocus.
To make a pound of saffron. You need all those crocus flowers. I didn't know that.
So my little garden with my crocus in there isn't going to make anything. It might make a couple of flakes and that's it?
Correct.
Wow. Correct.
Yeah, I never knew that. Did you guys know that? Did you all you people know that saffron came from crocus?
That's the first I heard.
And crocus don't last very long.
No, they don't.
They're up, they're down. That's it. Give me a couple of days. Bye-bye.
Shake out unpopped popcorn. Here's a simple way to separate those unpopped popcorn kernels from your bag of microwave popcorn. Excuse me. When your popcorn is done popping, take the bag out of the microwave and open it up just a little bit. A little bit meaning not enough to let out any of the popcorn. Then tip the bag upside down and give it a good shake and the unpopped kernels will fall right out. This also helps get rid of some of the loose hulls, which keeps them out of your teeth.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Now I'm thinking of like the Jiffy Pop popcorn. Could make a little hole in the top, let the steam out too.
Yeah, yeah.
I haven't had that in a very long time, have you?
Now I'm craving popcorn.
I know, it's food again. So do you know how many gallons of milk make a pound of butter? Take a guess.
How many gallons of milk for a pound of butter?
It's a pound of butter.
More than one?
Yes, more than one. That's good. You're close.
Two?
Oh, you're very close.
Three.
2.47.
Oh, my gosh.
2.47 gallons of whole milk to make 1 pound of butter.
My gosh.
Now, do you have to turn the milk into cream first and then...
Does it sour at all?
Churn it?
You just have to...
I don't think so. I think you put it in you churn it with a churner or you shake it in a jar. Did you do that when you were in school?
No.
You put cream.
Did you?
Yeah. We didn't use milk. You put cream in a mason jar.
Uh-huh.
And you put the cover on it and you just start to shake it. And you shake it and you shake it and you shake it. And then you think, oh my gosh, this is never going to happen. And then all of a sudden you start hearing this clunk, 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 clunk. And you look, and there's a chunk of butter in there, a good-sized chunk of butter.
Oh, my gosh.
See why we should do a cooking show?
No.
We have talked about three things this morning. Now, people, if you would like to see Bev and I do a cooking show and do fun little cooking tips, you should email us at... Come on.
Stuffingforus@gmail.com.
Because we need to encourage Bev to just say, yes, we'll do it. We'll wear little chef coats and little chef hats.
Oh, it's getting worse.
We'll look so professional. And we'll just wing it and see what happens. No pun intended with the wings. We won't do wings because I know you don't eat meat.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
There you go. This is probably something you know about. Your house plants, potted plants, and gardens need water, but they're not picky about where it comes from. So save the water you use to boil or steam vegetables, pasta, eggs, and more, and use it to water your plants.
That's brilliant.
You don't make sure it's cool so you don't scald your plants.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. But how often do you do that? How often do you
boil things?
Steam vegetables, pastas, eggs, and more.
Well, probably not that often. But if you do,
save
you
your
save
water.
Them in a container, and you don't even have to refrigerate it. Just leave it out. Right? It's a good idea. I thought you were going to say some other kind of water.
No.
Like put a pan in your shower. Put a bowl in your shower to catch water. And then there's always toilet water and I don't know.
Where are we going?
I just don't
Why
know.
Why am I here? I'll listen.
So, how many gallons of milk do you think it takes to make a gallon of ice cream?
Well, if it makes butter with only two and a
one
fraction,
gallon. I'll give you a hint. It's somewhere between two and four.
Then my guess for the other one was right. Three.
Ding, ding,
Yay.
Ding, 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 ding. Yep. That's uneventful.
Okay. Use a brown paper bag or a piece of newspaper for cleaning windows and mirrors rather than using paper towels. No lint.
Ah. No lint.
Because paper towels have lint.
Yes. That drives me crazy.
Did you ever try using newspaper? Doesn't it kind of smear?
I have tried using newspaper. What I didn't like about the newspaper was if you're doing the windows inside, the black print gets on the trim around the window, the wooden trim.
Oh.
Yeah. And I also didn't like getting it on my hands.
Hmm.
But mostly, I mean, I could wear gloves. Mostly I didn't like that if I, especially when the newspaper gets damp.
I wouldn't like the feeling of it.
Yeah, don't like that either.
The texture.
But I would try the paper bags. That's a very good recycling idea.
Yeah.
Then when you're done, you could lay them out to dry, and you could use the paper bags for something else later. Like,
how far do we need to go?
You ready for this? Oh, my gosh.
I can't wait now.
A quart of olive oil. Just a quart.
Okay.
11 pounds of olives, green olives. That's a big difference right there. You need 11 pounds of the olives to make olive oil.
In my opinion, the best BLTs have bread that is nicely toasted on the outside but soft on the inside. An easy way to achieve this at home is to toast two pieces of bread in the same toaster slot.
Oh, yes!
The outside of the bread will get nicely toasted while the inside stays soft and delicious.
How simple is that?
Now, I have to ask, I think that's a very good idea if you can get them in there that way. But then how do you melt the cheese to put in it?
Were you talking about a BLT?
Don't you melt the cheese?
For a bacon, lettuce, and tomato?
Guess not. For some reason, I kept thinking you could do the same thing for the cheese.
Well, we did talk about this once. You turn the toaster, you're onto something. Because you, I thought I made a mistake.
No. No.
You. I've heard this. We've talked about this. You turn the toaster on its side.
Yep.
You make the grilled cheese sandwich in the bread. You slide them both into one slot so it's laying flat.
Uh-huh.
And then when it's done, you just slide the sandwich out.
I'm ready for it.
You need to try that.
Huh.
That makes sense, doesn't it?
Sounds good, too.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what... But I've never heard of doing that, and I've never thought of making a toasted sandwich and having the inside soft, other than a hot dog roll. A hot dog roll is good toasted on the outside, you know, the flat rolls, the ones that are flat.
Yeah.
But they're always soft on the inside. So you know what you do?
What?
When you do the hot dog roll, you toast it in a pan on the stove. But before you put it in, you put butter on the inside. And then you put the hot... Now, do they have vegan hot dogs?
I think they do.
Okay. And it's really good that way. It's really good because it's all buttery on the inside.
I'm going to have to stop at the store when we're finished here.
So you know how many tomatoes it takes to make one quart of tomato sauce? Now, a quart is only... Like that, right?
Yeah. How many tomatoes? I would say 2 pounds.
6.5 pounds. And man, when I've made tomato sauce, no kidding, you got to use a lot of tomatoes. So I never have enough to just use my tomatoes, period. I have to add a can of tomatoes or, I have to add because there's never enough. I never grow 6.5 pounds of tomatoes. And my thought is, if I have to use 6.5 pounds of tomatoes to make 1 quart of tomato sauce.
You have to borrow from your neighbors.
I would buy the tomato sauce.
Yeah.
Yes. I would buy it. I'm sorry. I would just have to buy it.
Do you use ribbons a lot?
No. Mm-mm.
Well, since it's getting close to Christmas and we were making wreaths.
Oh, those kinds of ribbons, yes, because I'm making wreaths. With,
yep.
Yes, yes, yes.
If you're sick of dealing with fraying ribbon ends, hold the cut end of the ribbon over the top of a lit candle or lighter. The heat rises off the flame will gently melt the edge, causing the threads to stick together. That means that you don't actually touch it to the fire. It's just the
oh, just the heat.
The heat.
So, believe it or not, we're making those wreaths.
Yes.
And 2 weeks ago, we did that.
You used the flame?
I think Patty said to do that. So what we had was a little, I think we had a little blowtorch thing that she had. And we did get a little too close because it started to get a little brown.
Yeah.
But I didn't know that part that you said, to just have it above a candle where the heat, because it really did, it did work. And
cool.
All the fraying, even the little fraying pieces that were there shriveled up and sealed that edge. Nice to know for crafters.
Yeah.
For sure, yeah. Because a lot of times you don't want to use ribbon that does that. All right. It takes, oh my gosh. This is a good one.
Okay.
Do you like maple syrup?
Oh, who doesn't?
Do you like the real deal?
Yeah.
Okay. You know how many gallons it takes to make, of sap, it takes to make 1 gallon of maple syrup? It's a lot.
20 gallons.
It's more than that.
More than that for one gallon?
For 1 gallon.
So it's the sap that you're heating up and
you have to collect. Want me to tell you?
Go ahead.
43 gallons of sap at 2% sugar content to make 1 gallon.
That means
43 gallons of sap.
That's more than one tree can give you.
Oh, my goodness. There's a really cool place on New Lenox Road. If you follow New Lenox Road or you come down East New Lenox Road. So if you're following New Lenox Road, you go completely straight past the intersection of New Lenox and East New Lenox. Or you can come right from William Street and go down East New Lenox. And at the bottom of East New Lenox, you take a left. And there's I can't remember the name of the place, but it's a little maple syrup shack. These are the nicest people that know everything about making maple syrup. The history of the place is on the wall. They'll take you on a tour.
Cool.
It's very small, so it's not like you're touring a huge company. It's two rooms.
Right.
And then he talks to you about how all the trees are interconnected with these plastic tubes.
Yeah.
And how it all works. And they show you the machine. And it's really, really cool. And their syrup is really good. It's the only one that I buy.
Well, how about that?
Yep. I go there because I really like supporting him and his wife. And it's really good syrup. And it's local. And I love that. I love it.
Fantastic.
And you can go visit if they're open. And they love to have people there.
We have to wait until spring.
I know, this is true.
But you said it's coming, so
it's coming. Spring is coming. Spring is coming.
Sometimes the splinter gets buried just deep enough that you can't get to it with tweezers.
Yeah.
In those cases, grab a potato. Cut off a small section of a raw potato and apply it to your skin where the splinter is. Tape it on with a Band-Aid or any other tape you happen to have. Leave it overnight. In the morning, you'll be able to remove the splinter easily. It'll come off with the potato.
Have you ever tried that?
Nope, but I'm thinking about it.
You're going to create a splinter for yourself?
No.
And shove it in?
No.
I wish I
Not
knew
when
this.
You say it like that.
I wish I knew this. It was last week. Mark had a little, just a tiny splinter, and it's just crazy how a little tiny thing like that can really hurt.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So I dug it out. I did. I dug it out.
And did he squirm and
He didn't.
Cry?
He was very brave. He was very, very good.
Good boy, Mark.
Do you ever wonder why bats hang upside down?
Because they like the blood rushing to the top of the head?
You think? That could be.
I don't know.
I don't either. I just wondered. No,
that's something we can.
I have the answer.
Google.
I have it. It is a strange thing, and I think they sleep upside down, which is crazy because if you're sleeping and your little paws are hanging from a tree when you sleep, wouldn't they just relax and
they kind of let go?
Yeah, they would let go.
No.
Well, what do you think? They dig into the tree? They've got claws.
So maybe. What is the answer?
One reason that bats hang out upside down is that it's easier for them to take flight from this position. Isn't that weird? Unlike birds' wings, bat wings are not strong enough to lift the animals from the ground to begin to fly.
So they got to be in the air in the first place.
By hanging upside down, they can fall into flight.
Now that's scary.
Hanging upside down is a comfortable position for them. They have tendons in their claws that help lock them into place so they won't fall. Plus their knees, get this, their knees face backwards. They're not on the front of their body, they're on the back.
That's true.
These features help their bodies relax and exert very little energy while they're upside down.
Still doesn't take care of the blood to your top of your head.
No, you didn't get it. I'm sorry.
No.
You didn't get it. They are weird-looking creatures, aren't they?
I think they're kind of cute.
I had a bat in my living room one time, my bedroom one time.
Mm-hmm.
I think I told you.
You might have.
I was laying in bed, and I saw that it was kind of dark in my room, and I saw this shadow.
Is this where you said to Mark, go get it, and he wouldn't do it?
No. I screamed, and my son came in, and it was actually quite a really funny experience because we ended up putting blankets over our bodies and our heads, and we pulled the screens out of the window so it would fly out, but it didn't. So we put the screens in front of our faces and then wrapped the blanket around the top of the screen so that we had screen in front of our face and blanket on the rest of us, trying to chase this thing so it would go out the window. But it didn't. It flew down the hall into my daughter's bedroom.
Did it finally go out of the house?
Well, after my son caught it under a bucket.
Oh.
Yeah. It was squeaking.
Aww.
But when it went in my daughter's room, Mama Bear came out. Oh, yeah. I was like, you get away from my daughter. Yeah. But when my son caught it, I think he caught it under a broom first. And then we got a waste paper basket and put it on top of the broom as he slid the broom out and the basket down, and then he went outside.
Oh,
yeah, I didn't like it at all.
Poor little baby.
Yeah, I didn't like it. I don't like bats. No.
Do you know that if you want to freshen up a closet or something, you put a cup or two of rice in a mason jar and add 10 drops of your favorite essential oil? Place a thin, breathable cloth over the jar opening and secure it with a canning ring. Okay, that was my last tip.
Okay. How far do you think a honeybee can fly?
As far as she wants to?
I don't really care.
How far can she fly?
I don't know. Let's see. Several miles. It's not interesting.
All right.
It's not. But I have a recipe that I saw on Facebook or YouTube. You get a cupcake tin. You buy a box of scalloped potatoes, the kind that you can make from dried out potato slices.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You put the potato slices, the dried out, in each cupcake tin, each section.
Okay.
Then you pour some cream, maybe a quarter of a cup of cream in on top of each one. Then you put a slab of butter on top of each one. Then you put seasoning on top of each one. Then you put cheddar cheese on top of each one. Then you put Parmesan cheese on top of each one. And then you put a little bit of parsley and you bake it in the oven. And when it comes out, it is this delicious potato thing that's all brown and crusty on the bottom.
But soft on the inside?
Soft on the inside and buttery and cheesy. Doesn't that sound good? And you would eat that?
I would eat that.
Yeah. You could make that.
You're going to have to give me the recipe again.
All right. If anybody wants the recipe.
Stuffingforus@gmail.com.
That's right.
Hippos sweat a red substance. Avatar was the second highest grossing movie of all time. Billy Eilish's full name is Billy Eilish Pirate Bird O'Connell. Which one is false?
One of them is false?
One.
I don't think that hippos sweat red. I think that's false.
It's true.
It is?
Yeah.
Ugh.
So, what about the other two? Which one is... Is it Billie Eilish or is it Avatar?
That's true?
That's false.
Two are false.
No, one is false. But one of those.
It's true about... I don't think Billy's name is that. I think it's something like that, but I think it's different.
Avatar wasn't the second highest grossing. It was the highest grossing.
Oh, the highest? I'm so surprised.
I watched it. I loved it.
It was very good.
Yeah.
But I just don't know why that would be the highest.
There's a second one, wasn't there? I don't think I got to see the second one.
I don't remember. It's been a while.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a while. Now, you know what season we're in?
Autumn.
As far as movies, what's coming up? I know you know.
What?
It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh.
And if you are listening to this and it's June, guess what? It's a Wonderful Life still coming. It's still on the way. I love it. The best movie ever.
The views and opinions on this program are those of the hosts and not those of PCTV or WTBR.